Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, aren't you glad that you have all of your body parts and you're able to use them to help you do things? I know sometimes they might get a little sore and everything, but they're still useful to you, right? So each of us need all of our body parts. And what's really wonderful is that they're all right where they need to be. It would be kind of weird if the hand was where the ear is. Hi, how are you? Right? So the body parts are right where they need to be. And each of them is used to function. And none of them is more important. The hand might say, I'm most important because you can't, they won't be able to write with me. And the eye will... Well, they won't be able to see anything, or the ear. They won't be able to hear. But they're all equally important, and we need each and every one of them. And we can't let one of them think it's more important than the rest, or think it's less important than the rest. One part of your appendix probably goes, well, I'm not really that important. But God gave you an appendix. He gave us for a reason. So your appendix is important because God created it and gave it to you. Now, sometimes as people, we might think that we're really, really important and we're better than everybody else. Yes, we are the best. Number one, you know why we're the best? Because we believe in God. That makes us better than other people. Isn't that right? No, it's not right. God creates everyone the same in his image. Now, it's a blessing that we've been given the faith to believe in God and to be Christians, but that doesn't make us better than the next person. And some people go, oh, I'm not worth anything. I just get in the way. No, you don't. Everybody is important, equally important. And it's just as bad for somebody to think that, oh, I'm no good, as it is to think I'm better than everyone else. Everyone is equal, and we need everyone, each and every one of us here today. We need you. We need you. And today, we're having a voters' meeting here. Well, I won't be able to attend because I have to go somewhere else, but you guys are all having a voters' meeting. And it's a very important voters' meeting. Actually, in this voters' meeting, they're all important. You are going to decide your next move on obtaining a full-time pastor. That will be discussed later on at your voters' meeting. And so that's important. And each person has the right to state their opinion and to be heard and to be seen. Everybody is just as important. Oh, it don't matter what I think. No, it does. It matters what each and every person thinks. I was at a voters meeting one time, and there was a contentious issue that they had to vote on, and it had to do with selling something. And one of the members, she had been in the year prior baptized and confirmed as an adult. And she didn't agree with the sale of this property. And she wrote a letter and she read it at the voters' meeting. And after she was done, one of the longtime members of the church said to her, I don't know who you are, lady, but you just joined this church. You have no right to tell us what to do. How wrong he was. Each and every person is important. We're all important. We all make up the body of Christ. It doesn't matter if you've been the president of the congregation for 20 years or if you're somebody going to your first voters' meeting. Everyone has the right to be heard. And everyone has the same input. The president's vote has no more worth than your vote. Each and every person has the same. And God designed it that way. He designed us to be one body in the church. One body. We are His. We are baptized children of God. We are one body. And my prayer is, I wish there was no divisions in the church. I wish that there was one church without different denominations, that there weren't Lutherans or Baptists or Catholics or this or that, but one Christian church. That's what God designed us to be, one body, one Christian church, one body in Christ. So that's what God desires, and I wish that was so. And we pray that we work together to come together and to understand each other. And so if you might have a different opinion on something in this church, let yourself be heard. Don't be afraid of voicing your opinion. Other people might be going, oh, I was thinking that, but I didn't want to say it out loud. So don't be afraid. Now, I'm also going to say, don't get in arguments. Work together as one body in Christ. Let the Holy Spirit keep you in unity and peace. If you start to get upset, ask for a time out for a prayer, a short prayer. Please, God, let us be together as your body in Christ. Because what you are doing here, it is God's work. God's work on what is happening here and what is happening at every church. So remember that when you get together. Because when God went and suffered and died on the cross, He did so for all people. Each and every person that ever lived, that ever is living now and will ever live, He died for all people. He found each person important enough to suffer and die and take their sins upon Himself. That's how much God loves you, that He would do that for you. So don't worry and say, well, I'm the eyes, or I'm the ear, so I'm the most important. Work together, join together. And there are different functions for people at the church. We do need somebody to be the president of the congregation. We do need people to be elders. We need a treasurer. We need a secretary. We need all these roles filled. But we also need to realize that they're all just as important as the other. And if you're not able to fill a role, you are still as important as anyone else here. Each and every person. And that's how God has designed His body, the church, to be. We are one body in Christ, our Lord and our Savior, now and forever. Amen.